Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week's Does This Happen to You moment is brought to you by Happy Holly Project, a blog on WordPress. And here is From Drugs to Raccoons. And I knew it was going to be one of those days shortly after I woke. First thing in the morning came at 6:07, a good hour and a half before the alarm. But who am I to argue with circadian rhythms, right? So I grabbed my trusty laptop from my nightstand, put on my glasses, and started my day. That's one of the nice things about what I am doing this year. You can start at any time, in any place, and restart your day at any time. This last part was to come in handy, as it turned out. The first thing I saw was an earnest ad for an unheard-of drug that my poor page said I just had to know about. Gleevec. Gleevec? Never heard of it. Thinking it was a joke or a hoax, as many things aimed at me often are, I followed the links upon links upon links. But oddly enough, no matter where I clicked, it never said what this drug was for. More clicking. More lack of information. Then I came across the side effects information. Everyone who takes Gleevec has side effects. Side effects like severe congestive heart failure, severe liver problems, hemorrhage, toxicity from use, hypothyroidism, hyper-eosinophilic heart disease, tumor lysis syndrome, and GI perforation. Lord have mercy! And then they listed the less severe ones everyone gets, like nausea, cramps, diarrhea, anorexia, decreased hemoglobin, fatigue, and vomiting. What was this supposed to be for? Then this. Supportive care may help reduce the severity of some side effects, whereas others require discontinuation or dosage adjustment. Don't stop taking your medication or change your dose without talking to your oncologist. Oncologist? Cancer doctor? Someone out there thought I needed to start my day with information about a drug that seems to have more side effects than benefits. For cancer. And they thought I needed to know this? Why again? Then came a strong recommendation that I check out a story about how women are all dying younger than their mothers by at least 5 years. And nobody knows why. Oh, seriously? Gee, why don't you ask us? We will tell you why. Must switch to something more positive. Thoughts of the man who broke my heart? Oh, yes, by all means. A man who doesn't want to be with me. That will start the day off well. At about this time, I closed down the laptop for a few minutes and decided to go downstairs to make a cup of coffee. Things are almost always better with a hot cup of coffee or tea in the morning. But at the top of the steps, I heard a noise from outside. Kind of like a grumbling, whining sound. Obviously not happy. Motion detector lights on, I looked out the window. A raccoon. A very giant, very unhappy raccoon, slowly lumbering her way across my side yard toward the other garbage cans, rumbling as she went. Having a bad day, are we? I yelled out the window at her. Me, thinking that would chase her off. I was greeted with a pause, a look, a snort, and a continuing slow lumbering toward the goal. Took me back to a time a few years ago. The house was constantly badgered, pardon the pun, by raccoons who came to eat the food we put out for the cats. Yes, at that time there was a we, and there were cats who had decided to spend the summer outside. But I digress. They were so nasty they would claw at the closed windows at the side of the door to get us to put out food. Nothing like seeing several faces of creatures you used to think of as cute, angrily scratching at the window to put you off raccoons forever. When my other half of the time aimed his rifle out the second-story window and shot one of the five, the other four just walked over the fallen body to get to the goodies on the steps. Nasty creatures, I tell you. So today, minus a rifle and no cute-induced sympathy, I wave my arms around like a lunatic, yelling for her to get out of my yard at 6:30 in the morning. Who knew raccoons could roll their eyes? Not happy? Yeah, well, I'm not real happy with you rooting through my garbage cans either, bucko. The comments fell on deaf ears. Getting no results, I watched as she worked her way to the garbage cans. Joke was on her. They were empty. Yes, I got my morning coffee. Yes, I was basically out of milk. Yes, it had way too much caramel macchiato creamer. No, I didn't care. I went upstairs, had coffee and yogurt, the breakfast of champions. Yes, in bed, did a few other things, thought a few more very happy thoughts, and started my day over again. Raccoons can't do that, I'm thinking. If you enjoyed this story, let me know. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, we'll talk to you then.